for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you wear the manoeuvre with Rob Bullocks?
Mr. Bollocks, good morning to you on this fair day. This fair day. So today's the 18th of October 2017. And what you're going to talk about today, folks have been waiting for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of years.
I think the figures here, you could say millions for the rest of the week, and it's still nowhere near close to how long ago it was.
Wow.
Now, I believe you spoke a little bit about this yesterday.
Please start from the beginning.
This is the Einstein waves, they've been called, have been detected after a star smash when two stars hit each other. And this is when it starts to get really mad. And I've got some serious questions after this.
Good.
It happened 130 million years ago. Okay. And in a galaxy called NGC 4993.
Love it.
Which got me straight away thinking of like real bad space programs from the 80s.
Red Dwarf?
Oh no, well, Red Dwarf was good.
Good, yeah, but yeah.
Our first few seasons were good when the sets used to move and stuff like that. And then it went a bit Hollywood.
All right, okay, yeah, sure.
First few. Anyway, this is how bonkers it is, right? And it's roughly located, this place, 1,000 billion Ks away. So just let all that sink in for a little bit.
1,000 billion.
1,000 billion. I think they're making these numbers up, which I'm going to talk about in the end.
1,000 trillion, or is that a trillion?
I don't know. I try to work it out on the calculator on my phone, and I need a new phone now. It is mad.
Did it blow your phone out?
Yeah.
Oh no.
But what happened was these two stars crashed together. Now scientists, this is my question. I don't know how they work all this stuff out. Seeing how far away it was and how long ago it was. But they reckon these two stars smashed into each other. Now, they had a greater mass than our sun, but they were only 30 Ks across. Right?
Yeah. So something we were talking about yesterday, a teaspoon of... Yeah. Of the, okay, sorry, get sorry to that.
Yeah. Well, this is the exactly mass. What I'm going for. There's so much. I've actually eaten fruitcake that's had that much mass in it. It weighs, well, this is what I got. Was it a billion tons?
A teaspoon.
First off, where'd you buy a teaspoon that could hold something that weighed that much?
That's a fair point. That's very fair.
Really?
Well, I mean,
plastic one would be no good.
How do they?
See, I like to, when I do these stories, I like to really get into them and believe them, but I don't know, they seem to be pulling like numbers out of a hat.
No, the mass thing's true. I mean, that's why there's such a massive explosion.
That's why this is the only reason.
Massive, you know?
The only reason I came to the Youth University is to come on to B. That's why I don't get all this stuff, really.
Yeah, neither, really.
But yeah, when it all crashed together, the charged protons and electrons got smashed up. They combined and formed an object full of neutrons, which is what makes it so heavy. Anyway, that's happened that long ago. The best way to describe what this thing is, you know when a fountain sprays water up into the air?
Yes.
Gravity pulls it back down, and then it hits the water and spreads ripples everywhere. This is basically what's happened in the universe since this thing.
Gravitational waves.
They're sort of gravitational waves coming through, like, time and space. This is like Star Trek now. Time and space.
Yeah.
I should have had one of those clipboards that the extras have on Star Trek to do this, although I'd probably get killed at the end of this fucking little bit. Anyway, and the light from the explosion and everything has been heading our way. Right. So firstly, my question is how did they know that? How did they know that this was coming our way, which... But there's a place... Oh, no, where is it? Oh, yeah, there's a laboratory at Caltech in Pasadena, and it consists of a small building with two and a half mile pipelines stretching out at right angles, and inside each pipe is a powerful laser accurately measuring any change in its length. So if there's something...
Thank goodness for that.
There's something's going to hit us, they'll know about it. So when this wave hits us, and it actually did it in August, which has got another question. It only ripples like the size of half an atom or something.
Yeah, they had the audio from it, and the audio went, sort of goes, weep.
But have you ever had one of them moments? I always used to think it was flashbacks, but have you ever had one of them moments where you have a whoa,
deja vu?
Well, almost, but it's not like that.
Show me how it goes. Okay. Which is it's sort of a smaller version of a.
I can't do that. As you see me, my dad said I was a pirate because I had a sunken chest, which was a nice thing to say to a kid. I think that's probably why I'm so confused now. Anyway. Where did I get to? Oh, yeah, so they've sorted all that out, and that's what happened. And then a whole load of 70 telescopes.
70 telescopes were trained on this spot.
Around the world, and they detailed the picture of the event. And this, to me, is just so crazy. I just cannot... I've read this story so many times, I cannot wrap my head around it.
What about the whole part of it, of the things, what it produced, the explosion?
Oh, yeah, gold and platinum.
Gold, platinum and lead.
Yeah, heavy metals, and probably Robert Plant.
What?
So, you know, it's just doing my head in. But, oh, yeah, and Stephen Hawking has said this is... This has got what me started questioning it. Stephen Hawking said, this is the first rung on the ladder for the method of measuring distance in the universe. Now, if that's the first ladder of... First rung of it, how'd they come up with all these other figures, all these other numbers?
See, that's a very fair question, Rob.
Do you know what I mean? You've made me think, Mikey. Before I just read that...
Stephen Hawking made you think.
I'd have gone, oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
Stephen Hawking, he just blurts it out, doesn't he? And then just rolls off.
It's brilliant. I love him. But anyway, that's a Would You Adam and Eve It, and I still can't. But that it answers a lot of questions to me when you have one of those.
It's amazing that we I think it's so weird that we find gold, that we are, as a creature, we are obsessed by gold.
Yeah, so
me or Johnny or the listeners, but on the whole, we are, aren't we? You know,
but no one ever does anything with it. When you think about it, they dig it up and put it in another dark hole place, like a proper safe and Fort Knox or whatever, although that's empty apparently. We don't actually ever do anything with it.
No, but it's still worth something.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
So there must be planets, complete planets full of, like, are just made out of gold.
Yes.
Oh. Everything gold.
Oh.
Let's go.
Can you Adam and Eve It with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.